Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Beautiful Friday morning, beautiful weekend waiting for us with all the festivals. David Hammer joins us, our friend, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well, Tommy. I'm looking forward to this weekend with this great weather.
Yeah, I'm telling you. How'd you fare on Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
No flooded, nothing?
Yeah, I mean, no, not in my neighborhood. It was not as bad as August 5th of 2017, I'll tell you that.
The infamous Cedric Grant flood, huh?
Exactly. We won't go there this morning, though, right?
But he did, you know, just to recap, sit across from me on that Monday following and just tell me in hours of lies, and it was amazing. Anyway, let's talk about the St. Tammany Parish Corner, because I think the last time you and I spoke about him, and I think by now everybody's aware of Dr. Christopher Tape and the allegations that followed him from New Mexico and even into Louisiana, some allegations here that he was elected without opposition, which means nobody cast a vote for him, but he did assume the office of coroner in St. Tammany Parish. And the last time, you know, I spoke about this, I asked about, well, what about his proficiency as a coroner himself and actually during doing the job? And now you have a story that came out, I guess it was updated yesterday, about that. And tell us the whole story, if you would, David.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was wondering about that as well when I did the initial investigation into the allegations of child sexual assault and what have you from New Mexico, and then the sexual harassment issues in Lafayette. And I, you know, he talks a lot about his 4,000 plus autopsies and his 140 times testifying as an expert witness as a forensic pathologist. And there are not very many elected coroners who are actually forensic pathologists. So that's something in the positive column for him coming into the job. But I did hear about concerns about his proficiency and concerns about his abilities actually doing the job, doing the autopsies, since he's doing those himself. He's not hiring that out. He's doing a lot of the autopsies himself. And I started looking into that, and one of the cases that really jumped out was a case from 2012 where he was working as a private pathologist in Lafayette and was hired by the Washington Parish coroner to do the autopsy on 14-year-old Brett Whitner. And this was a case that got a lot of attention at the time. It was a boy who, Brett was a boy who went to a sleepover in Washington Parish and in the morning was shot in the head. And he was shot with a long barrel 22 gauge rifle, and he was shot back to front from right to left, and his mother never really understood how it was humanly possible for him to have shot himself like that, especially given the circumstances, which were he was getting into kind of a standoff with another boy. The other boy raised the gun as well, and it was just very suspicious.
So let me just jump in for a second, David. What the coroner is saying, that this young man held a long barrel rifle or a long barrel gun, a rifle, and then shot himself to the back of the head, which would be an extremely awkward thing to do. You would think if that were to happen, you would shoot yourself in the front of the head, right?
Yeah, and the police report initially, the police report said that it was from front to back, but that was not at all what was found. And there ended up being no charges in that case. And the grand jury was looking at the records, and the records were really relying on Dr. Christopher Tape's autopsy, which said that it was possibly a self-inflicted gunshot wound and accidental, and there were descriptions of him shouldering the rifle. And as his mother, Donna Widner, said, that just doesn't make any sense. That's not the way that the bullet would go if that was what he was doing. And so she really has been trying to get the case reopened over 12 years and never gotten anywhere. And a lot of that was because they just pointed at the autopsy, and that was Christopher Tape's autopsy. And there were concerns from radiologists and others who reviewed it about the way he described things. He talked about saying that there was no possibility of doing any kind of gunpowder residue tests. And he described that other people there had gunpowder residue tests that were negative, but that was not actually what the record showed. So there were a lot of concerns here. And when I asked him about it on camera in an interview last week, he just said, I'm not going to look at it. He refused to look at it. And the mother has approached him before. He's refused to look at it. And he says that it's got to come from the coroner in Washington Parish. And when I did the story this week, the coroner in Washington Parish says that he is now going to review the case and decide whether to have a review done or ask Dr. Tape to review it, look at it again.
So from this mother's standpoint, her son's death was ruled a suicide. She has a lot of doubts, as do a lot of other people, it seems like, about whether that's accurate, not only about him killing himself, and if you want to say stigma associated with that, and when you lose a child, I can't imagine how devastating that must be. But then there is the more important part of the murderer, that nobody's been brought to justice for this, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, and again, it could be another type of accident, but for a coroner to determine that it could be self-inflicted rather than saying that the manner of death is undetermined changes the whole scope of the investigation, because the investigation relied so heavily on his determination. And what I've heard from sources who have reviewed a number of his autopsies, that he often makes decisions about the manner of death that are questionable. And that is really the key element of what the coroner does when they do death investigations. If there's any kind of uncertainty about the manner of death, if they make a determination that's not really clear or could be challenged, then it can have a major impact on criminal cases. And so that's absolutely what Donna Widner is concerned about, and she just wants this to get a fair look, and she feels like that can't be done given the way that Christopher Tape handled the autopsy.
What can be done from here, David, because evidence is gone? I don't know if the body was cremated or not. I don't know if exhumation would prove anything. Do you know what the next step is?
Well, she has talked to me about exhuming his body. He was not cremated. But I can tell you that there are hundreds of autopsy photos. We didn't show those because they're very, very graphic. But these photos show a lot about where the bullet went in and where it ended up and what have you. And there's also CT scans and all kinds of medical records that can be reviewed. So, you know, if it's reviewed and it's determined that this is something that could have possibly happened that way, or if it's just a case where there's just not enough evidence to establish who another person might have been who shot him, then that is what it is. But it has to be looked at, her feeling is it has to be looked at with the real sense that it's not the way that the coroner necessarily described it in his report.
And given the time with that has passed, with no evidence being preserved, getting a conviction would almost be impossible, I would think. I know that's speculation, but I don't imagine how that could happen at this point. Do you?
I mean, it would be very difficult, but I think, again, it's a question of her wanting this to get a fair look. And like I said, there's a lot of forensic evidence there that can be reviewed, and she just wants it to get that fair look and has asked him over and over again. And now the question is, will the coroner in Washington Parish direct him to do that or have an outside third-party investigator look at it again?
Thank you, David. I appreciate your work, and God bless that mother. That's got to be hard to deal with every day. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too, Tommy.
Hi, David Hammer, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. He's probably on his way to work on something else right now as he speaks, so we'll find out about later. 855 traffic, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.